try to make, don't want to make anymore. So many easy roads I thought I could take, only left me more lost than before. Lord, it's come to the point where I want nothing less than the best that you have for me. So take hold of my life, make it your own. Help me become everything that you want me to. Take over my heart, make it your own. 'Cause I love so much to please you, Lord. Take hold of my life. So many commitments that I couldn't keep, so many tears cried in vain, so many promises that didn't run deep. Lord, I don't want to go there again. That's why this time it has to be you, and I'm trusting your strength to come through. Take hold of my life, make it your.
There's some someone you wanna meet. Hey. Whoa, whoa, his love's for eternity. You're so disillusioned from all that you hear. You'd like to be free, but there's so much to fear. Well, I got the answer, tailor-made for you. Just call out to Jesus, he'll come rescue you. Oh, 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 oh. He's right here knocking at your door. Hey. No fear, I can do much more. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, he's the truth that you wanna know. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, there's no place his love cannot go.
Good evening. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Here we are again here. Friday Night Live here on the 26th of April, the last Friday of the month. And we're going into May already. And hopefully things get nice for you where you live as far as the weather. But some people are not having the best weather from what I've read. Anyway, we welcome you. And glad to be here with you again. And we're going to open up with a bit of news as we start out the broadcast tonight and the live service here. Let's open up with some news. Another tragedy. My. Another pastor has committed suicide. That's right. Pastor Gene Jacobs of Real Life Ministries was found dead in a mountainous area south of Pinehurst, Idaho, on Tuesday evening, and police confirmed it was a supposed inflicted gunshot wound, so self-inflicted. Yeah, so let's pray for that family, that church. They're certainly shocked to have their pastor killing himself. Wow. Anyway, pray for that that church at in that area, Real Life Ministries in Idaho. Okay, a majority of Americans support mass deportation for illegal aliens, and nearly half of the Latinos also support deporting illegals as well. Yeah, the upcoming Summer Olympics in Paris, France will feature a pride house to promote LGBTQ ideology and celebrate homosexuality and gender-confused athletes as well as their supporters. Oh, right, got to spend a lot of money on that too, huh? Nearly 2,000 Minnesota students, however, and 15 teachers walk out of an LGBTQ indoctrination. Yeah, they didn't want any part of that. And they let it be known, 2,000 students, this was put on by pro-LGBTQ board members, which were the majority evidently at that school. While Tennessee passes a bill allowing teachers to conceal carry to protect the students and themselves at school. And the Democrats are crying, fascism, fascism. Oh, you can't carry a gun to protect yourself at school, teachers. Yeah, that would be fascist. Okay, whatever. Actor Russell Brand and comedian Russell Brand announces that he will be baptized after a month-long public, he was wrestling with the tenets of Christianity for a month long and deciding, you know, whether he really wanted to commit to Christ or not. And now he announced that he, after a month long time there, he publicly announced that he's getting baptized. Well, good for him. I hope it's all real for him. That's awesome. Taylor Swift's new album has drawn criticism of Christian leaders who say that it mocks God and it mocks Christians, right? The album Tortured Poets Department is the name of it. Christian ministers have taken to social media to express their distaste about that, for it. Another pastor, yeah, well, when I talk about that one. But anyway, a staggering 26% of Southern Baptists are registered Democrats. That's right, who vote Democratic. Now, you know, personally, you know, my opinion is that I doubt that you could be a true Christian and be a Democrat and vote for abortion and LGBTQ and all those whoredoms and things that that the Democrats support. But that's my opinion. You know, I don't see how you could be born again Christian and support those things. But of course, hey, these are Southern Baptists. They're once saved, always saved. They get to do whatever they want and still go to heaven, right? I'm sorry, that's not accurate doctrine, is it? But anyway, 26% Southern Baptists registered Democrat voters. The United Arab Emirates, wow, experienced a historic weather event, receiving a year's worth of rainfall in just 12 hours. That led to severe flooding across the nation because they'd never had rain like that before. And also people getting sick from waterborne illnesses because of water contamination. Well, I'd say, you know, that's last day's events. We're seeing a lot of last day's events out there. Yeah. Well, here we have another Lost Days event, cross-dressing Little Miss Hot Mess, he calls himself, makes children chant Free Palestine, during queer story time at the Northampton, Massachusetts Center for the Arts on April 14th. Even though, by the way, hello, queer cross-dress person, Little Miss Hot Mess, Hamas tortures the gays. They have no respect for them at all, even though some of them do things with little children that are just unmentionable, but still, they don't like the gays. So anyway, that's all the news I have tonight. I'll try to keep it to 10 items, but that should be enough thing to talk about here. Now, there's so many things going on. There are plenty of sites to go and get all kinds of news items, but I'd have to try to bring some forth that have some interest to Christians. So let's go ahead now, and we'll just open up in prayer. I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast tonight, to the live service tonight. We're glad you're here. The Lord bless you tonight. May he encourage you and strengthen you spiritually as well. Thank you for being a part of this time. So we're going to just go ahead and open up in prayer. I've got several requests I want to bring before the Lord, ask him to work things out in those situations. Everybody has situations, but not everybody tells me about them. But some of the listeners do tell me about them, and I certainly am willing to pray for them on air or in private, whichever people prefer. And some people, they don't care if I pray for it on the air, and they're glad to have me pray for it on the air here. So if you'd agree with me, I want to pray for Father, in Jesus' name, for this young man who's left home and just having some struggles in his life, raised in a Christian home, but he's just going through it right now. So Father, in Jesus' name, we lift him up and pray that he will come back fully to you, Father. And thank God he's around some other Christians that are speaking into his life, Father. We thank you for that and pray that they will say things that will make a difference in this young man's life, Father. In the name of Jesus, we lift him up to you and pray that the whole family will be ministered to in this situation, Father, in these circumstances, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that and give you the glory for that in Jesus' name, Father. And we also pray for several people that have cancer still and they're still living. Thank you, Jesus. And they will live and not die, we pray. And they will recover in Jesus' name. And so we pray for this woman and for this man in the name of Jesus. And thank you for ministering to them for your glory and healing their bodies completely. We praise you and worship you for that as well, Lord. And Lord, we also just thank you for divine protection for those who are needing divine protection right now. I ask you just surround them with a hedge of protection in Jesus' name and keep them from the tactics and the deceptions of the evil one in Jesus' name. We thank you that no weapon formed against them will prosper, just as we pray no weapon formed against us will prosper. And you that are listening tonight, no weapon formed against you will prosper. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray for the listeners tonight. In Jesus' name, the ones who are listening live tonight. And ask you to just protect them and lead them, guide them, give them the right job and the right situation for their life, Father, the right mates, if they're seeking a mate, Father, that you would provide the right life partner for them, for those who may be desiring that, Father. And those that decide not to marry, Lord, that's just as well too, Father, and you be with them as well and give them a fulfilled life. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, we also pray for quick recovery for any of the folks that are sick tonight, and we rebuke the sickness, infirmity, and we rebuke any accidents that may have happened to anybody this week and pray that, Lord, you protect them from all accidents and surround them with your angels in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke the devourer, the one that would steal, kill, and destroy our finances and our health and other areas, our family and different parts of our lives, Father. We thank you that the enemy will not prevail against us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the angels of the Lord that encamp round about us and that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your great grace upon us, Lord. And we just speak grace to everyone's life that's listening, Father. That we even shout grace, grace to it, as it says in the Word, shout grace to it. And so, Lord, we do shout grace to our lives, Father, abundance of grace, Lord. We thank you for that tonight, too. And now we ask your blessing as we begin to share your Word tonight and on the deliverance later as well, Father. Bless a time together that we have here in the Word, Father, because the Word is precious. Your Word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We praise you for this time in the Word tonight and cover it with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit today. In the name of Jesus, everybody say amen. Amen. All right, here we go, folks. We'll talk about staying the course. Yeah, how many are going to stay the course? That's right. We're going to stay the course all the way to the finish line. Amen. We know that time is short. Jesus is coming back. And yet we see too many falling into bondage today. That's right. The pressures seem to be too big for many believers to handle and unbelievers as well. Their eyes are off of Jesus and on the world and the pressures of life and the attacks of the enemy seem to be rather strong sometimes and many are failing to stay the course. But that's not going to be us in Jesus' name, amen? But compromise has assaulted so many too and they're weak spiritually because of it. And just the fact of the matter is many will not stand up for the gospel, for Jesus. They're afraid of people and what people think of them. And sometimes they're intimidated by other people. And that's not a good thing because, you know, there are many spirits that are in people that are intimidating and that will intimidate Christians. Cause some of the people of God to simply hold back or remain silent or to not stand up boldly in Jesus and testify of him. But doesn't the Bible say something about be ready always to give an account And so we shouldn't allow those intimidating spirits to intimidate us. Instead, we should rebuke those spirits, speak to those spirits, bind those spirits in Jesus' name, and not let them intimidate us. If there's somebody that intimidates you, if there's some people that are getting to you, then rebuke those spirits, because you realize that you're not wrestling with flesh and blood. You're wrestling with a demon inside of them that, you know, has control and intimidates other people. So rebuke that spirit. Remember, boldness is your nature, not shyness. The Bible says we're bold as a lion, the righteous are, and we are the righteousness of God in Christ. And so, you know, Jesus got up in the devil's faces back when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago and called them a bunch of hypocrites and you're of your father, the devil, meaning that they're controlled by the devil. He told them they were, controlled by other, they were of him, and that they were whitewashed graves and sepulchres, that they were making people fall into ditches because they were blind leading the blind, and both of them fall into the ditch. I mean, Jesus was bold when he walked the earth, and he was a very good example for each one of us. And yet he walked in compassion and love, too. And so we don't want to forget that part of it, because we, you know, the greatest of these is love, right? And so, yeah, there are many battles for us, and we need to recognize that and be aware that there are going to be many battles in this life. And maybe you're going through one right now that is very unpleasant for you. Did you know that everyone has suffered in this life? We've all suffered in this life. I don't think that this, unless you haven't been around very long, you know, everybody suffered in this life. Not just you, okay? All of us have suffered in this life, okay? I know that's for some, that's hard to believe. They think they're the only one who's really going through anything like that, but that's not what the Bible says. We've all gone through some really painful things, some hurt, some difficulty, some sickness, some rejection, some broken relationships, and some hurt feelings, some loneliness, and some heartache. You know, sometimes we just didn't have enough to get through either. We didn't have enough to get by, and times were tough financially. And that can make for a lot of trouble in a lot of marriages today. If you don't have the finances to get by, a lot of married couples argue about finances and have a lot of problems about that. You know, 1 Peter 5:8-9, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion. As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. See, we got to stay steadfast in the faith. Stay the course, see, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Okay, you're not the only one going through that, okay? The same afflictions are also being done in your brothers and sisters in the world. I mean, you're not the only one, okay? You got to remember that. And I know at the time of difficulty, you kind of feel like you're the only one and feel like yours is very unique. And man, you're surely the only one going through something like this, such a problem like this, such a difficulty like that. And surely no one else understands the trouble you've seen. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. And we sing that song, right? And sometimes we think the Lord isn't even there. You know, so how do we even sing that song sometimes when you feel like you're the only one and you're all alone? Like the prophet was Elijah. He said, I'm the only one still serving you. And God told him, no, there's how many thousand that hadn't bowed the knee to Baal? And yeah, you're not the only one. Okay. And I know it may feel like that. See, that's a lie, though. That's a lie of the devil. Satan deceives you that way. I mean, because we just read a scripture that told you the same afflictions, the same things attacking your brothers and sisters in the world. And see, there's a great danger in personal difficulties. I have to tell you that. And I want to share those dangers are, you know, what they are, okay? Yeah, I'm going to share with you what these dangers are, a little bit about them, okay? Number one is retreating into self and becoming much too self-centered. okay, dwelling on yourself most of the time and causing others to center on you and cater to you. Okay, that can happen to some people when they're going through it, man, because I just need somebody's pity. I just need somebody to care for me in this tough time I'm going through. Yeah. And, of course, you pick up spirits, too, if you go into self-pity. I mean, you know, there's no doubt about that at all. I mean, people do that all the time. They go into self-pity, and there's, I'm sure, a bunch of demons around to help you with that. Okay? To help you be that way, to help you suffer, to help you have pity yourself and have such a poor me, this sad time, right? And I mean, what would you want people to say about you? You know, when they talk about you behind your back, I mean, that's what a lot of people do for people that act this way. Or people stuff it, you know, that's another one, not dealing with the difficulty and just let it remain and refusing to let it be healed, refusing to let yourself be opened up and fixed. Yeah, a lot of people in that condition today, refusing to be, you know, let themselves be opened up and fixed by God's loving mercy, compassion, and power and grace. Of course, if you, stuff it, that also could be an open door to demons too, by the way, which a lot of people go there and do that. They stuff everything, and they just sweep it under the carpet, hoping it'll go away, but it doesn't go away until it's dealt with. Another thing that people do is they refuse to admit that it's there. I don't have any problems. I don't have this problem. It's not really there. You know, I'm not hurt. I don't have any difficulties. But you know what? It will surface and keep surfacing because it does. Because demons, you know, they'll come in when you get in denial that they're being there. You know, becoming bitter and unforgiving. A lot of people become bitter and unforgiving in the body of Christ too. Okay, a lot of watch out for that one, because a lot of people are there right now, and I'm talking Christians. Okay, and I've met a number of them over all these years of ministry who hold out against God. They blame other people. Yeah, that's right. And sometimes they're bitter, you know, toward their brothers, a lot of the brothers and sisters, bitter toward one another. And sometimes blaming God and unforgiving toward God. I mean, it's easier to blame everybody else than admit that maybe you're hurting and in need of healing and help inside. Right? It's dangerous, though, to blame other people. You know that. And so, yeah, you're beginning to see, right, that demons use personal difficulty to create strongholds in people's lives. And that's what they've been doing since we've been born. They've been trying to do the difficulties of life. They've been trying to get in through them. They bring the difficulties, and then they actually get in through a lot of them, because when we didn't know about deliverance, when we didn't have any protection, then these spirits would try to get in because of these things that they would bring to pass in people's lives. That's right. And many personal issues that people have. Well, I hope everything's coming in good for people tonight. I don't know that, but if it isn't, then let me know. But as far as I know, it's coming in good, clearly. But some people quickly blame everybody else, even God, but refuse to face themselves. I mean, they go through life like with a victim mentality. And I know people like that as well that have, to this day, they're in their 40s, 50s, and 60s and still have victim mentalities. You'd think by then they would realize that it's not always everybody else's fault. You'd think by now they'd get that. But no, they just go through a life as a victim. And they're all out. Everybody's out to get me, a lot of people think, and they're all against me. I mean, a lot of this is rooted in extreme rejection, by the way. It really is. You're rejected as a child. You were rejected as a child, and you had a lot of rejection growing up. And also rooted in, can be rooted in extreme self-centeredness. And many people don't see how self-centered that they really are. And spirits, how many know spirits have blinded people? A lot of people live in a state of perpetual blindness in their lifetime. And folks, we just need to cry out to Jesus to show us ourselves so that we can get free and not live in a state of not seeing, you know, the condition that we might really be in. Maybe others see it, but we don't see it. And so, God, we cry out to you, Lord, show us what we need to see so we can get free of these things in Jesus' name. I mean, there are just personal ways that we all have that can be still spiritual strongholds, and that we are often unaware that there are even spirits there, you know? I mean, we think it's us. We think it's the way we are, and it's okay. And by the way, no one dares to tell you. I mean, my, they wouldn't dare tell you that. I mean, you know, think about it. Wouldn't it be quite a different society today if we all just spoke exactly what we thought about others? But how much of what we think about others is demonically planted, though, anyway? I mean, if you spoke out what you thought about others, how many know you'd be sometimes speaking what the demon planted in your mind about somebody else? Right? I mean, think about that one, because we get all these thoughts. I mean, the devil tempts us through thoughts, and he plants thoughts in our mind about people and about situations and circumstances. But wouldn't it be quite a different society if everybody spoke exactly what they thought about others? We'd be speaking what demons say so much more than we already do, because so much of what we think is planted there by the enemy, thoughts. And how much is discernment of spirits? Maybe we should be testing our thoughts in life more, maybe, you know. And maybe we should be, you know, depending more on the Holy Spirit to discern what's in other people when we come in contact with other people. A lot of times we're deceived by people, because how many know that people try to put on a good act when they first meet you? They try to many people try to present themselves in a way that they aren't really. And so you got to be prepared for that when you meet people for the first time, or somebody wants to be impressive. And yeah, you got to watch out for that. You got to have discernment of spirits. You got to be on guard. Next, number five, letting these things stop you from living and just becoming hopeless. When you have difficulty, this is what some people do. They stop them in the dead in their tracks, and they become hopeless. You know, they start going through life like a beat down person or a whoop puppy, and no hope for today or for the future. I mean, it's just too late for me, you know. It's just too terrible. Things have been so bad. And listen, you know what? If you give up hope, what happens? You're wiped out. You're out of the game, because you never even walk in faith without hope. What does the Bible say about hope in Hebrews 6, verse 19? It says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. So don't give up hope. You know, faith, you know, has the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, a lot of people let their past control their future instead of taking charge of their future by faith, with having hope for that future, and then taking charge of that future by faith, by fully trusting in the Lord. And you got to believe that God has a better day for you, right? You've got to believe that things are going to get better. You've got to believe that things are going to change on and for the good on your behalf, because you're a child of the living God. You just got to recognize who you are and recognize that God has good things for them who are his children, who are the righteous, who are kings and priests of the Most High God. You got to see, you got to get that revelation about who and what you are, if you're going to come out of the difficulties that the enemy throws sometimes at your life. And you remember who you are, you're coming out of this. Paul said that he delivered me out of all these tribulations. He delivered me out of all of them. And you got to have the mentality, God going to deliver me out of all of these. I'm going to see a better day. I'm going to see things improve in my life. I'm going to see this thing turn around and just begin to speak to the situations and circumstances and speak life into them instead of the death that the enemy try to bring your way. And then there's the others. The next one that we see happen to a lot of Christians, they back turn to alcohol. They turn to smoke of weed or worldliness or sex or spending money shopping or drugs or prescription drugs. Yeah, a lot of Christians are in a backslidden condition because of the problems they face. You know, we should always run to our help. In other words, run to God, not away from God. When you do something wrong, when you fall, you don't run from God, you run to God. But the problem is today so many are running away from God. Too many people want to back off today, back off from serving Jesus, you know, and back off from being in his presence because it's too difficult for them. That's right. Too difficult for them. Let's go over and read Psalm chapter 121. Let's read the whole chapter. It's short. Here we go. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. See, when you face a difficulty, you lift up your eyes where your help comes from. You don't look at the difficulty. You keep looking at the difficulty, then you're not going to get anywhere, and you'll get in fear and unbelief. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, but thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. See, this is my promise. I mean, these are my promises. I believe them. They're for me. And they're for you, too, if you'll embrace them. That's right. Yeah. Instead of being afraid of, you know, persecution, like so many Christians are, afraid of the pressure, afraid of, you know, all these different things coming on the earth. The Word said those who live godly in Christ Jesus, by the way, will suffer persecution, not won't suffer any. No, if we live godly in Christ, there's going to be some persecution. Demons will persecute us, and they will persecute us through people. And do you think for some that might mean, you know, going to sit in jail like Paul and Silas did for their faith? I mean, you know, some will even become a martyr in these latter days. I mean, Christians are dying for their faith in different parts of the world today. I mean, so you want to back off and hide out for fear of getting persecuted or getting sent to a government camp or something for your faith? I mean, what if the Apostle Paul would have had that attitude? Would we even be Christians today if he hadn't written the epistles? Hell, Galatians and Ephesians, Colossians, and all the different books that Paul wrote? I mean, thank God he didn't have that attitude. He was afraid to be persecuted, afraid to be bold. We can't let the devil, you know, use people to cause us to be afraid. You know, would there even be a New Testament epistle today if Paul had that attitude? No. Well, you know, Jesus would have raised somebody else that would have wrote them. But, you know, why he could have, you know, he could have been and was put in prison for writing and speaking such dangerous material, right? Obey God rather than man? Really? How about, do you have a spirit of fear of man today to where you're just going to do whatever you're told, even if it goes against the word of God? No. No, when it comes to crossing the things of the Spirit of God and doing the things of man, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm not going to buy into that which is antichrist, that which is demonic in nature. And surely that you recognize the spirits and a lot of the stuff that's going on today. Yeah. So why would you fear them? Why would you be afraid of man? He doesn't have the power to cast you into hell. The Bible says God is the one that has the power to do that. And God isn't going to do that to his children. So why would, you'd be in fear today? Why would we walk around with a spirit of fear? That's just fearing people and fearing what they could do or say about us. I mean, instead, no. I remember the story of that pastor in Algeria. He said, even if it were just me, I would be here until death in this church. But after the Muslim threatened to kill him and burned everything in his church and kept harassing him and breaking in his church, his congregation went from 300 people to 10 people because of the persecution. Well, how many Christians would be like today? Believers in Algeria risked losing their jobs, their family, their property, their freedom, and there's a lot of other countries that are the same way. What about if America was that way? And people are losing their job over their Christianity, but God's given them another job, okay? Just because the going gets rough, are you going to back off your faith? Are you going to quit? I mean, it's going to get, it's going to get worse before Jesus comes back, right? You've got to recognize the times we're living in. It's not going to get easier to be a Christian necessarily before. I know there's some preaching that, that we're just going to straighten up all the wicked and just get the world all fixed up, right, and present it to Jesus on a platter when he comes back. That's not what the Bible says, no. It doesn't say that we're going to do that. But I know there are those who are preaching that. I've listened to them before. I've heard them. And that's just not scriptural. Okay? Which leads us to the next thing. When people are having problems, do they give themselves, a lot of them do, they give themselves over to fear. Right? How many know something about fear? You need to know. I mean, people live in constant fear of more trouble, some people do. They live in fear of this and fear of that. But, if an animal, will sense that you're in fear, they might attack you, right? Right. If a dog senses that you're afraid of them, they'll chase you. They'll bark at you. They might even bite you. I mean, a lot of them do. And so here we see, that you think that demons don't know when you're in fear, when they tempted you to get in fear anyway. Fear is an attraction point for demons, folks. Let's just warn you about that so that you could be aware that when you give place to a spirit of fear, the demons know that you've given place to it, and it's an attraction point for a demon, okay? Just like if an animal senses you're afraid, then they will, act accordingly. Well, demons sense you're given into fear, they act accordingly too. So we must not fear what the devil threatens to do. And we can't be afraid of a devil, because by fearing the devil, you give place to the devil. The Bible says we're not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Okay? We're not ignorant of Satan and the way he operates. We're not to be ignorant anyway. There's a lot of Christians who are. There's a lot of Christians who are willfully ignorant of a lot of things that they just don't want to know about it because it scares them. Okay? But that's ignorance is not bliss, by the way. But, it's a sad thing. By fearing the devil, we give him place. And the Bible tells us to give no place to the devil. That's a sad situation to be in. Because you can become a demon magnet because of taking these spirits in. And all of these seven things I gave you are a way of serving self. Oh, yeah, as Christians, we seek God, but we also seek self-satisfaction. And we need to learn about that, not to do that. The Babylonian system of the world is produced by a mixture of serving God and being concerned for self at the same time. I mean, it's a mixture. See, Jesus, like I said, be single-minded. I've said it before. We're to be single-minded. We're not to be duality. We're not that duality. We're to be one, one with Jesus. And our system, you know, serves self. And so they teach people to serve self, too. And they can have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God. They can deny, you know, the real power. And so, yeah, they have forms of godliness, but then Romans speaks to that too. You know, you speak against these things, and yet you do the very things that you're speaking against. It talks about in Romans, I believe that's Romans chapter 1, doesn't it? Yeah. So, I've heard it said, you know, I've paid my tithe and I do all I know to do, and God is just not blessing me. You know, this is a subtle, you know, but it is this kind of thinking that's self-centered and blaming God for not meeting your needs and doing what you want him to do. Yes, you know, I pay my tithe and I believe God, and he does meet my needs. He does provide, okay? But if it didn't come on time, and if the blessing wasn't there all the time like it's supposed to be, whatever, I'm not going to start swinging my fist at God and blaming him. I know the promises of the word, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's what God said about giving and many others, that he would open up the windows of heaven for those who bring the tithe into the storehouse. Hey, you know, you got to put God number one in your life, okay? I mean, if you're thinking that the other way, I mean, I paid my tithe, and God's just not blessing me, and have that kind of attitude, going around with that attitude, then you might as well keep your tithe, because really that attitude is not the kind of attitude that you give unto God with, okay? You give because, hey, God says a cheerful giver, right? And we're cheerful givers. Hey, if God is number one in your life, you may go through all kinds of problems, even, you know, out in the streets, living on the street, but it's never going to cause you to blame God or question God. You know, what's wrong with you, God? No, it's not going to do that, because we know our God's going to take care of us. And in fact, he promised that we wouldn't be living out in the streets. He said that the righteous, seed of the righteous, and not be begging bread. Okay? Seed of the righteous, not be begging bread. So no way I'm going to blame God. I mean, I'm just not going to question God. I'm not going to go around and blaming him. And, you know, that's what the devil would have you do. Question God, blame God. But no, if God's number one in your life, you may go through all kinds of things, but it'll cause you to open up to God and cry out to him and say, where I miss it, Lord. See, a pure heart and a pure motivation will always say, God, I know I've missed it, because your word says what? If I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in Matthew 6:33, remember that one? What's he going to do? Let's read it to get it exact here. As I quote sometimes, don't get it quite exact. I need to. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What all these things are? These things the world seeks after, right? The living, the house, the finances, to buy your groceries, and the food, the clothing, and raiment, and a vehicle to drive if you need to go places. So there must be an area of our lives that is not seeking you first if things aren't working out that way. And if you're sincere, he'll show you the true motivation, the true motivations of yourself. And it isn't always pretty either. I mean, know that. When God shows us the truth about ourselves, sometimes it's not pretty. But see, he shows us that as we're able to receive it so that we might change and he might do a work in us to make us like him. See, that's what he wants to do, make us like him. How many believe that? See, he's working on us. Look at Psalms 139, 23, and 24. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Lord, lead me in the way that you have me to go, Father. Yes. See, that's what he wants to do. He wants to lead you in the way that he would have you to go. Have you prayed that lately? Lord, show me where I've let in a demon. Lord, show me my areas that I've got a blind spot in. I just can't see in that area. Show me if there be any wicked thing in me, God. Is a demon a wicked thing? Hello? Does a duck swim? Does a dog bark? Yeah, a demon is a wicked thing. Show me if there be any spirits in these areas. So how does he show us if there are demons in us? And what demons are there? How's he going to show me? Well, number one is, you could listen to teaching on deliverance. As I or someone else teaches, Jesus is going to show you, hey, you have that. Let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of that demon. Or by revelation knowledge, God can show you supernaturally. He'll open your eyes to see into the realm of spirits, see? Yeah, I've seen in that realm before, and yeah, you can too. And then also through going through deliverance. How many know that if you go through deliverance, sometimes the demons that you didn't know you had will start to manifest or come out. But you got to go through deliverance to find out what's there sometime. Yeah. You may have an idea what you think is there, right? You may have an idea of all the demons that you think you had. I just got two or three I need to get rid of. And you start going through deliverance and, wow, I didn't know that was there. I didn't know that was there. And all these things start manifesting and start to come out, right? So that's one way to find out. The Lord shows you what's in you. Also in your prayer time with God, if there's something and you've cried out to him to show me what there be any wicked thing in me, any wicked way in me, he'll show you through the reading of the Word of God. I mean, no, if you really read your Bible more than just one chapter, you're going to begin to have a lot of things opened up to you that you did not see before. I mean, many things are revealed to us as we read the Word of God. And I've certainly seen that this year as I've just been reading lots of Bible, lots of chapters every day. And so reading the Word of God, you see a lot of things revealed that you wouldn't normally see if you just quickly read a few verses and that's all you do for the week or for the day. Or maybe you read a chapter and say, man, I've done a lot. I've read a chapter in the Bible. there's so much more, so much more. Another way that God may reveal things, you might be on a fast, and as you fast, you become open, very open to the spiritual realm, both sides, both God and the devil's side, and so things become opened up as you fast, and you see, oh, I have this, I need to get delivered from that, and yeah. So, yeah, the regular fasting, there's nothing wrong with that. I fast almost every week. How about you? You do any fasting in your life? Some people are not able physically to do it. I understand that. If you're not able, you can't. But we see that the times in our nations have really changed. You know that. And I think unless you've had your head in the sand, I think most Christians realize that things are changing in this nation dramatically. And spiritually, there's more warfare. Things have speeded up. Things has intensified in the earth. Well, what is going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on. There's a lot of reasons, but I tell you, we're so much closer to the coming of Jesus, and things will, go faster and quicker and speed up as we enter into these latter days, and that's what's going on. And the wicked are getting more wicked, as the Bible says. So that means we're closer to the tribulation period, too, and we're in the beginning of sorrows, and it's a rough time. Satan knows he has a short time is another reason, too, and he's going to soon be over for him. He's going to be thrown into the pit. I mean, he's going to be having some rough times ahead. So, man, he's just going all out, thinking somehow he's got to change this. But you can't fix it, devil. Don't even try, because it ain't going to be fixed for you. I mean, no, that's for a fact. know, God's way bigger than this created being called the devil, who no telling how many millions of years he has lived already. No telling how long the pre-Adamic earth was in existence before, you know, Jesus remade the earth and said, be fruitful and replenish the earth. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. So, because it had been very populated at one time in the pre-Adamic world. So the pressure is intensified on believers right now in the United States of America, and not just here, but around the world. And it will never be the same. Again, even if President Trump is elected for the second time, and they're doing everything they can to stop that, they're trying to send him to prison and put him away, you know. That's what they want to do, or get him, you know, worse yet, you know, do something horrible, or get somebody to do something horrible. That's the way they think. They don't want him to ever be elected again. They want to keep control. So, yes, even if he was elected, it's not going, I mean, so many things have already changed here. But we can cry out to God for a national renewal. Yes, we can, and we should. But here in the USA, it has become worse because of the so-called people up at the District of D.C. You know what that is. At the top, that is wicked and that lies to the people of the country and swindles them and tricks them. And yeah, when they have wickedness in office, it always opens the door for the populace to suffer. When it's bad at the top, the whole country suffers, folks. That's why it says that when the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. Yeah. In so many areas, yeah, it's sad to see what's going on. And I say pray that we may live a quiet and peaceable life like it says in the scripture. But that's stepping on that quiet and peaceable life now. So we got to go to war. We got to go to war spiritually against the enemy and bind and loose in the name of Jesus and apply the blood of Jesus against the evil and bring down by the power of the Holy Spirit through prayer and spiritual warfare the powers of darkness that have exalted themselves for evil in this country. Okay? Also, sin has an open door over America for evil to flourish, it seems, right now, and to invade the land. And it's been this way for a long time, but it's gotten much worse, see? I mean, this is not new. It's been going on, but things are accelerating at a faster speed, it appears. So if Christians are not waking up now, they're never going to wake up, see? If Christians don't wake up now and get in the fight of spiritual battle for their nation, for the people of this land, for one another, and engage the enemy with the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal but mighty through God that are pulling down of strongholds, if we don't do it now, when will we ever do it, see? Jesus, we cry out to you, Lord. Make your church arise up. I know you've been speaking to us for years to rise up and be the mighty, you know, soldiers of the cross that we're called to be. Yeah. Renew us and revive us and stir us up, Lord, to just hunger after you, Lord. Hunger for your word. Hunger for you, Lord. So also we need to hunger after Jesus, right? The closer you get to him, the more you could see, you know, what's still in you and how unclean and full of spirits that we still are and how much deliverance we still need. When Jesus, you know, came, Peter says, away from me, for I am an unclean man. I'm a sinful man. Right? I think he did that twice. Let's go over to Luke 5. I know he did it once, but I thought I saw it twice in there, but I could be wrong on that. I'd have to go look. In the word 5:8, I wrote down this one. Here, When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Mm-hmm. You see that? We recognize that apart from Jesus, that's our condition, but not with Jesus. It's not. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus now. Still, we recognize there's still things in us that need to go, because only our spirit is born again, not our soul and not our body. Just the born-again spirit. And the presence of Jesus exposes what's still in our soulish part and in our body, our sinfulness. Show us, Lord, and bring us to our deliverance. Now, before God, we are the righteousness of God in Christ, but he shows us things that we need to get done in our soulish, which is the mind, will, and the emotion. And maybe he's showing you something, or more than one something, yeah, that you need to get out. Amen? Maybe he has. Maybe he's been speaking to you about some things that need to be dealt with in your life. And I don't know. But if you have been, then you need to get rid of it. Because if you're a Christian and you're not your needs aren't being met, it's not a matter of questioning God. What's wrong with you, God? Nothing's wrong with God. I mean, no, nothing's wrong with God. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with God. He's the same always, yesterday, today, and forever. His love for you is still there, and it causes him to always want to help you because he has that love for you. He wants to help you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to bring you through. He wants to bring you out of your difficulty. He wants to cause you to grow in him. Okay? So, no, you need to search within and pray for his light to shine inside you and expose any area that's hidden, such as unbelief or rebellion or unforgiveness or bitterness or fearfulness or jealousy or lustful spirits. Probably the rule of self or self-rule is one of the biggest obstacles to your complete recovery from personal difficulty that you've had in your life. Self has to be laid on the altar, give it to the King of Kings, yield it to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he needs to sit on the throne of their life, not that spirit of lust, looking at the people and lusting after them, looking at stuff and lusting after it. Now, that's not needing to be on the throne of your life. That shows you're very self-centered and self-focused. See? Because when you're God-focused, then that thing has to die. You don't want that to live. You want to be walking in the walk that he wants you to walk, not the walk of self that the devil wants you to walk. Yeah. So you lay self on the altar, and you crucify that flesh. You crucify that selfish attitude. See, a pure heart is unmixed. Something as pure as unmixed with anything else. And that's one of our main obstacles to wholeness in God, is being double-minded. Christians, their heart is the center. It's the center of the soul. It's not pure. Okay? Because, see, our spirit is pure because Jesus is in there, but the heart is a connection between the spirit and the soul and can be the center of the soul. Right? And I mean, know that a lot of people have wickedness in their heart. Yeah, but that doesn't mean there's wickedness in your spirit, because Jesus is in your born-again spirit, see, and there's no wickedness in there. As long as Jesus is sitting on the throne of your spirit, and you've read scriptures that said, you know, how that the heart is desperately wicked, you know, and different ones about the heart. So, this is an obstacle to wholeness in God. And so, you know, we see God, but we seek a lot of other things too sometimes, right? As well, such as pleasing self at any cost, pleasing that lust and that desire at any cost. And to have a pure heart for God is to have a heart that seeks only God, a heart that is free from anything that might, you know, lower the quality of God's life in us. See, to be pure means to have singleness of purpose, singleness of heart. You know, God wants us to be that kind of people. And he's the one who can do that in our life, but we have to allow that to take place, see? We have to allow that to take place. Acts 2:46-47, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. See, they were praising God and having favor with all the people. And continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, with gladness and singleness of heart, with one love, one faith, one baptism. See, if you have more than one main purpose in life, then your heart's not pure. You're divided. James said the double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. To be double-minded is to have a divided heart, and you might have a spirit of double-mindedness as well. And when you're unstable, you can't even walk right or talk right because you're off balance. That's why some people, you know, are sick inside, seemingly can't get well mentally and emotionally because they're so divided. They're still just so divided. They're going every which way, but only one is needful. Remember Mary and Martha. Martha, Martha, you're troubled about so many things, but Mary has chosen the right thing. Mary has chosen the right thing, the one thing that's right, the most important thing. See? Yeah. See, we must let Jesus rise up within us. But when he does, our enemies will be brought to the surface, and they can then be scattered, see? Well, the internal enemies, the ones that are demonic. I let God arise and his enemies will be scattered. It's not just talking about the outside enemies. It's talking about the inside enemies too, see? See that scripture. There's so much more to a lot of scriptures than meets the eyes in the first reading of it. I've meditated and dwelt on scriptures for many, many times, over and over and over again. And I see so many different things there, so many different powerful truths that were hidden the first, second, and third time, even the fourth and fifth and sixth time that I dwelled on that scripture. See? And so you've got to really delve into it. You've got to really press into the Word of God. Okay? Really press into the Word of God. It's so important that you press into it, that you seek Him with all your heart, and you just quit this carnal mentality where, well, a little dab will do you. Well, no, you need a whole lot of it. You need a whole lot of God. You need as much of God as you can contain. How many know that you can never get the fullness of God here, but we could get a lot of it. But you can't contain it because most people are not at the place where they can handle the fullness of God right now. Spiritually, you're just not strong enough. God would have to totally prepare you to handle that kind of experience. See? Oh, yeah. That's right. So you got to be aware of God in your life. Be aware of the Word, and there's so much to it, so much power to it. And I've been doing deliverance a long time, and I've learned people need to see that you can't take demons so lightly. You know, I've seen them bring such trouble on believers' life over the years. I've just watched so many suffer at the hands of devils, and really needless suffering. The suffering was anxiety and fear, troubled every day about different things, okay? Well, tell you, it's a time that they need to understand that they don't just go away so easily. I've seen them bring such trouble on believers' life. They got to be forcibly removed, and they must be forcibly removed. And when a believer is so self-deceived about themselves, as many are today, it's hard for them to face the truth about themselves and get delivered from many of the real root problems, the root spirits in them. How many know they're spirits and then they're the root spirit? And many times the people go through their whole life with root spirits and never get rid of the root spirits. They may get some surface deliverance, and that's great, right? I mean, some people we've ministered to, they spit up a lot of phlegm. I mean, one lady screamed as it came out of her, and she just coughed and spit up a lot of phlegm. And as her son got deliverance too, the demons, you know, left him. He said bye-bye. And he was only about 4 or 5 years old, and he was saying bye-bye. He saw those demons leaving. You know, sometimes as younger people, they see spirits that older people don't see, unless God opens the older people's eyes to it. I know I've seen infants looking at things in church services before, and looking, I think they were looking at angels, or they were seeing demons too, but they would see these things in the church, and I would watch their eyes as they follow them around. Their eyes would just look at these angels or these demons. And, but anyway, yeah, so people need to be realizing that they have root spirits too, that sometimes they're not visible to them. They're not aware of them. They're not aware of the real root of what's been going on in their lives. You know, devils try to hide too. You need to understand that about devils. They're going to try to hide, especially if they think you're going to get deliverance. They're going to try to just even push up some other little lesser spirits to go get out in deliverance, because the real roots don't want to be discovered and don't want to be cast out. They don't want their house to be messed with. And they may even make people think that, you know, a certain thing or person is their problem instead of the real stronghold that's in them. And people may waste a lot of time chasing rabbits, so to speak, but they fail to deal with the true demons that are hiding, that lead people around on a wild goose chase. Yeah, that demons will lead people all over the place on a wild goose chase sometimes. Yeah, that's why if you put a lot of faith in what the demons are saying sometimes, you're going to be led on a wild goose chase, because they're going to mislead you and misdirect you in your deliverance, okay, and getting deliverance out. If you're depending only on what demons are saying through the voice of somebody, that's why I like to depend more on the discernment of spirits and what the Holy Spirit says in deliverance, because, you know, he's not going to lead me on a wild goose chase. Holy Spirit's going to tell me the truth about what's going on and what spirits are in a person. And so that's my preferred form. Not that I won't ever have to talk to a demon. I've had to talk to many demons, of course, through people in some voice that wasn't the person's voice. Sometimes it will talk in the people's voice as well, but other times it'll speak, and I've had women speak with men's voices. How do they do that, right? You know, it's because of the demons that are in them. That's how they're talking like a man, because normally that woman could never talk that way, see? But when the demons are manifesting and talking through an individual, they could take on different voices that are not like the normal person's voice. And they can use that voice box and say what they want to say. But anyway, realize that demons sometimes lead you on a wild goose chase. And you might get out some smaller demons that they want to throw out, but they're going to remain hidden because they don't want to be moved. So you got to, you know, stay the course in deliverance too sometimes too. With discernment of spirits, where deliverance is concerned, you got to stay the course to really get delivered, as well as in your walk with God, where we have to stay the course till the end, right? We're in this for the long haul. We're in this till the end. We're going to run the race to win. We're not running the race to drop out somewhere along the way, like so many people have done. The Bible says there will be falling away. There will be people who fall away. There will be people who drop out, okay? But that's not going to be you. That's not going to be me. We're going to go on all the way to the finish line, amen? We're in this for the long haul. This is not just a little bit, two-bit sprint, okay? This is a long long race, and we're going to run it for the finish line and for the prize that is set before us. And we're going to forget those things that lie behind. We're not going to let them drag us down like so many Christians, you know, drugged down by the past, drugged down by things. I want to go over and read another scripture, Psalms 86, as we're starting to wind this down here because we don't have a lot of time left here to finish up. Psalms 86, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Okay, so here again, it's, you see the divided heart. He wants his heart to be united. He's praying, Lord, unite my heart. I don't want a divided heart. I want to be double-minded anymore. I'm not going to be that unstable person in my walk with you, Lord. I want to be single-minded. I want to be united in my heart. Yeah, to honor thy name, to give you glory, to follow you. See? This is what God called us into, see? I want you to pray that prayer, too. You know, pray that prayer. If you've been walking in double mind, you've got those double-minded spirits operating in your life. You've got that spirit where you just led one way and then another time a different way, and you're going back and forth. And a lot of people do. They can't make up a mind on a decision. They can't be single-minded about things in life. You know that spirit in operation there, making you unstable, causing you to walk in a way that is not stability, as Christ would call us to walk in a united heart, see? So pray that prayer in Psalms 86:11. Why does it say that? Well, because we are today, and so was David that way. And he's not single in purpose. He was mixed with things of the world and this life, with the difficulty that people have been facing, right? That have been faced, that people, it divides them. And they have suspicions. They even blame God sometimes for these things. And God doesn't have anything to do with those things. Those coming from the enemy. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And they come from the demons that are still in your life that you need to get cast out of there. Right? I mean, everybody has demons. Everybody needs deliverance. Okay? And I got some of these new deliverance ministers that are coming up today. They're saying, oh, not every Christian needs deliverance. Well, I've learned after 40 years of deliverance ministry that every Christian needs deliverance. I haven't met one yet that didn't need it. And yet we got these new people coming up today that said, well, just in some cases, Christians need deliverance. Just some Christians need deliverance. It's not all. And I've heard them preach that. Come on now, guys. You got a lot more to learn. You haven't even been in it a year, some of you. Some of you have been a couple of years, 4 or 5 years. If you're in it any time at all, you're going to learn that everybody needs deliverance, because how many know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? If a believer is sinning, then a believer is still needing deliverance, right? That's one way to put it. There are other ways we could put it too, but that's just one way. And I tell you what, a lot of people can't handle that. That's why some people won't listen to this broadcast, because they can't handle the truth. And maybe they would see us as extreme or something. They would see us as, you know, gone off the deep end. Boy, I tell you, that they think everybody needs deliverance. Well, everybody does. It's the children's bread. God didn't give the children bread to, what's he giving the children bread if it wasn't for the children? All the children eat the bread, right? Don't you eat your bread? Don't you eat your food daily? My daily bread, my daily food. And God has deliverance as the children's bread for us. So we need to be partaking of it. Isn't God good? Yeah. He is so good to us. Lord, unite our heart today. But unite our heart. There's no more of that double stuff. There's no more division. There's no more where we're divided, living a divided life. I mean, know that a lot of people are living with multiple personalities today. That's right. Dualities. They're living with more than even dual. Sometimes they're living with triple personalities or quadruple personalities. I remember the one guy came to us for deliverance, and he had multiple personalities, and he wanted me to pray and help the personalities to all get along together and work together. Really? No, you need. I told him, no, these are demons. brother. I mean, and I've told a number of people with multiple personalities, and that's not the word they use now for it, but I forgot what that word was right now offhand, but I know the word they're using. But still, the fact is that I told them they're demons, and I didn't want to hear that. He wanted his different personalities that are him, he thought. You know, he wanted them all to get along together and work together. And really, brother? Come on. I mean, you know, why would you have a diversity of spirit? I mean, a diversity of personalities when God is telling us to be united in Psalms 86:11. I mean, unite my heart, unite me, and be not double-minded, but single-minded. I mean, it's through the Bible, you know. So why would God give somebody about all these different persons that would rise up and be in control of a person's life for a certain period of time, and then another one would rise up and be in control of a person's life for a certain period of time? Now, that's demon, folks. I believe that that is demon. I believe that somehow these spirits either got in generationally, or they were picked up through traumatic things or rejection, and the person needed this other personality because life was so bad, so rough on them, yeah, that this other personality came in and took over, and oh, life is easier with this personality is in manifestation. And they may take on, I mean, this person could have four or five different personalities in manifestation in their life at different times of their life. And these are demon persons that actually control their lives when they're up on the surface in full manifestation. So don't tell me that people can't be controlled by demons. I mean, really, I'm talking even Christians. I'm not talking about just unbelievers. You know that you cast a demon out of an unbeliever, they're just going to come right back unless the person's ready to get serious about God, get born again, and they can then begin to keep their deliverance. But it's going to take some learning to do that. I mean, they need to get in the Word of God and find out what's the opposite of what's been controlling their life, and start confessing and believing those scriptures about themselves instead of believing what they believed in the past when this other spirit was in domination of their life. So, yeah, the believers are the only ones who can really maintain and keep what they get. They're the only ones who can get deliverance and keep deliverance, because the unbeliever doesn't have any defenses against they're living in darkness. Even their spirit can be possessed by devil, because their spirit is in darkness. Because remember, the Bible says he translated us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and now we live in light, and therefore light can expose the spirits that are still in our life if we allow that to take place, because we have the light in our spirit that shines out into our soul if we will allow that particular process to take place, and we can begin to see what's in our soulish area that needs to be delivered from. Amen. So I choose now to have and purpose to love Jesus with all my heart. Can you tell him that today? And seek him only. Some people are seeking a lot of other things. I had people talk to me before. They got involved with the occult as Christians. And why you do that? You know, why do you want to get involved in the occult? You're a believer in Christ Jesus. Well, obviously, because Jesus doesn't have all your spirit. He's not in full, I mean, he has your spirit, but he doesn't have the rest of you. He doesn't have your heart, doesn't have the soul, which your heart is the connection between the soul and spirit there, and the whole, it is part of your soul, though. And so, because remember, Jesus lives in your spirit, and no sin dwells in there. So to stay the course, then, is what we need to do. To stay the course for the long haul and not lay aside the Lord because we have a moment of backsliding. Have you ever backslidden? You know, you ever turn to the world for a while and then, well, oh, I've got to get back on course, you know. And you cry out to God and he helps you and you get back in walking with Jesus. But you got to stay the course. It's not good to go in and out. right? Go run to the world. Things get tough and you run into the world because you're trying to find solutions. You're not going to find it there. I'm here to tell you that your solution is in Jesus. Your solving of the difficulties of your life, they're in Jesus. They're only found in the Lord. They're not found in the world. And running to the world is not the answer. I was reading this week about this Christian psychiatrist is advising this girl, you know, how to live her life, and she's giving her psychiatric care because her life is so messed up. And, you know, I don't need a Christian psychiatrist. What you need is deliverance, and you need to go to Jesus and the Word of God. The Word of God will minister to your mentality. It will minister to your mind. The Word of God renews the mind, it says, see? And you need to get in the Word until your mind is renewed and comes out of that darkness that the enemy tried to plague your mind with, see? And a lot of people's minds are messed up because they won't take the washing of the water, the Word, and they won't put the Word in their mind and clean up those dark places and get delivered from those dark places in the mind where the enemy still has these strongholds, these places of dominion over your mind. And I'm talking about dear believers. That's who I'm talking about, because you're the only one that can do this. You're the only one that can get in there and get the mind cleaned out and renewed by the Word of God. There's a renewing process that needs to take place. The spirit of the mind, in many cases, needs to be changed because the dominating spirit of the mind is not the mind of Christ, see? And you're letting this spirit of the mind run your life. And it talks about that spirit of the mind in one of the epistles. And I don't know if I can find it offhand here, but... Well, without looking it up in the concordance. But if I can, I will read it right off here. But if not, that's okay. But it is there, and it does speak of that. Okay. Yeah, here it is, Ephesians 4, verse 22. It says that you put off concerning the former conversation, our manner of life and the lifestyle that you had before. And too many Christians run to the life of the old lifestyle, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And see, when you're going in that way, then you're not renewing the spirit of your mind. It says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, verse 23, and that you put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. See, you let that new man be manifested in your mind as well. You put it on up out of your spirit. The spirit is new man. It has the new man in it. It is born again. It's the new person. It's the new creature in Christ. But the mind has to be renewed. It says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, see? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. There's a spirit of the mind that a lot of Christians have not been renewed in that spirit of their mind, and they're still thinking worldly. They're still holding on to worldly things. I would get into a long message on that. I don't have time for that. But still, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, which comes up out of your spirit, the born-again man. Let him begin to have the dominance in your soulish nature as well, see? Because the new man, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, that's your born-again spirit, see? That's your born-again new creation. And so we take that and allow that to flow into our soulish, okay? And it goes on about getting rid of the stuff in the soulish realm and the rest of that chapter, which we don't have time to talk about right now. So, all right. So, as we're praying, and Lord, I lay myself down at the cross of crucifixion today to fully be crucified with you. Amen. I confess it. I've been selfish in times in my life. I repent. See, these are prayers you could be praying right now with me here. Cleanse me from the rule of self, see? Pray that prayer and let self die. And let as self dies, the right to carry personal hurts and wounds around, rejections, all of those, they got to go in Jesus' name. Just give them to Jesus tonight. Give it to the Lord. Just let him take control where you've wanted to be in control and kept the control. And given that pain, the pain and of the hurts, of the rejections in the life, just say, I give you this pain, Lord. I give you this rejection. Now, I'm going to get the spirit out, but I give it to you. Unite me as one as I choose you and refuse to live a mixed life any longer, Lord. I am one new man in Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise you, Father. Father, we thank you so much for all these things that we shared tonight. Lord, I ask you to take the word and use it for your glory, for all those who listen to the broadcast later, Father, which is the majority of people, Lord, that I hear from, that they listen at a latter time, but they listen, and I thank God for the listeners to this broadcast, and I pray you bless them and minister to them and deliver them, and Lord, let them walk with a renewed mind, Father. And we give you the glory for that. And Lord, we ask you to bless the time of deliverance today as we go after some spirit today. Thank you for setting people free from the demonic realm, the spirits that have settled into their lives and thinking that they own these people, but they don't own them. God is our owner. We're born again people. And we thank you for delivering us from every wicked spirit. In the name of Jesus, everybody say amen. Amen. All right, we're going to take a little short intermission here. We'll come back, and we will get rid of these spirits. Amen. All right, let's do that, and we'll come back in less than 5 minutes. Hope this word was revealing to you tonight. Amen. Amen.
Given love, but you
You never want to do it again, amen? Right, and it's not, you don't have to be ashamed of it. God forgive you, you know, for when you did backslide. God forgive you, but sometimes you pick up more demons when you go out and backslide. How many know that? Not sometimes, but almost all the time, right? When a person backslides, goes out to the world again, then the enemy wants, he's afraid of you. He's going to try to stop you from ever coming back to Jesus. He's going to do whatever he can to load you up again with as many spirits as he can, especially somebody who's been in deliverance. I mean, I pity some people I've known over the years who walked away from deliverance. My. And they might still be Christians, some of them, but, you know, they rejected deliverance. They rejected getting free from spirit. Now, I wonder what would cause a person to do that. I mean, no, that it wasn't the Holy Spirit that would tell somebody to reject deliverance. I know who does, the unholy spirit, right? Because he's the one that would have the most to lose if a person embraced deliverance and continued on that, you know, progressive walk of ongoing deliverance throughout their lifetime. When necessary, they get more deliverance, and they're aware of spiritual battle and spiritual conflict. And anyway, let's do some deliverance now. Praise the Lord, Father God, in Jesus' name. We give you glory for this deliverance. Thank you for setting people free now in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, just command those spirits with me and to start coming out. In the name of Jesus, repeat after me. I command every wicked spirit in me to start coming out of me now in Jesus' name. I am not in agreement with you. I do not want you. You have to go. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself, my home, my family, with the blood of Jesus. You can't go into any of that when you leave me or them when you leave me. In Jesus' name. All right, we cover us all with the blood of Jesus. Let's go. We get some spirits out here. All right, double-mindedness. Let's work on that one a little bit here tonight. And divided mind. Come out of there, that double-minded spirit. All that double-mindedness. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of there right now. Out, 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 out. All the way out. All that double-mindedness. Got to go in the name of Jesus. Come out, the double-minded spirits. We're talking to you. Come out, 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 all the way out, that double-mindedness. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 out. Keep going. Come out, double-minded spirits. Go, go, go. Will the Lord rebuke you? I rebuke you. Come out in the name of Jesus. All that double-mindedness, go. All that divided mind, you come out. Spirit of the division in the mind, come out. Come out of there right now. Divided mind. Divided mind, you come out of there. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. All the way out. All that division in the mind, divided mind, come out. Come out. We're talking to you. You got to go in the name of Jesus right now. You got to go all the way out, all the way up out of there. That divided mind, division in the mind, come out. That spirit of division, come out, 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 come out. You know, is it successful in the church to do that? Because what does denominational mean? It means divided, right? Yeah, so we got all these different denominations today. Everybody's divided, and they're not one, as the Lord says. You know, one body. They're not walking that way. Because the devil had a part in dividing the body of Christ. See? So all that double-minded spirit, go, go, go. Come out, out, out. All the way out. Double-mindedness. Any backsliding spirit, come out. If you picked up a spirit like that, come out of there right now. Causes you to backslide at times in your life, you come out of there, come out, come out, come out. We just call it that. It just means like you walk back into the world spirit, spirit of worldliness. Come out of there, go, go, go. You get captured by that spirit of worldliness that draws you away. You come out of there. Come on, all that spirit of worldliness, spirit of backsliding, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, 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 all the way out, in the name of Jesus right now. That worldly attraction spirit, that something in the world attracts you, something in the world attracts you. I know a couple that every time they went out, they were drinking. She had to have her drink, the wife did, and they're not even married anymore, didn't make it because the world attracted. She had that attraction for the world, something out there. Oh, it's cool to have a glass of wine in my hand. You know, that's what they do on TV. That's what you see all the happy people doing. Really, that's just nothing but a demonic deception. You come out of there. All the way out. Look at the winos and the alcoholic liver. You think they're in good shape today? You think that's a blessing for their life? Come out of there. All the way out. Come out of there. Go, that worldly attraction spirit. Come out. 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 All the way out. Worldly attraction. Come out. Worldly attraction. Go, 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 go. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. Come out. Worldly attraction. Go, go, go. All the way up out of there. Go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. We just break any curses of abuse, sexual abuse or molestation in your childhood. Come out of there right now. Come out. We break that curse. Command spirit of molestation to come out. Spirit of molestation and abuse. Come out. 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 Spirit of sexual abuse. Spirit of molestation. We're talking to you. Come out. Come out. Come out. 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 Out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is against you, demon. Come out. All the way out. Spirit of abuse, sexual abuse, molestation, come out. Fondling, uncleanness being done to you as a child, come out. Come out, or as a teenager, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 all the way. Keep going, keep going. Keep going all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All promiscuity. I know, I've known a woman who was drugged back into the woods of walking one day and was raped. I mean, messed up their lives permanently because they didn't get deliverance. Never did, to my knowledge, before they died. So terrible tragedy. Keep coming out of there all the way out. Spirit of rape, come out, 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 come out. Spirit of promiscuity, go all the way out. Go all the way up out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way out, up and out of there. Go, 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 keep going. All the trauma, come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, up and out, go, in the name of Jesus. Loose the people, let them go. Gotta go, gotta go, in the name of Jesus. All that rape spirit, go, 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 up and out of there, go, 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 keep going. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, gotta go, keep going. All the way out, spirit of depression, spirit of suicidal. We command every suicidal spirit, every spirit that told you to die, that you ought to just die, you ought to just kill yourself. Come out. All those suicidal spirits, go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, suicidal spirits, go, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 out, 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 out. All that suicidal spirit, that give up spirit, just want to give up and die. Go be with Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. Suicidal death wish. Come out. Come out. Come out. Just want to die. Come out. In Jesus' name, go. Go all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Go. The escapism. Come out. Come out. Come all that spirit of escape. I just want to escape. I just want to go out to some desert island and hide away. Escape from all these problems. Come out. Spirit of escape. Come out. Escapism. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. Escapism, come out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. You got to go. Come out. Come out. Take these things moving all the way out. Few coughs. Come on. Let them get moving. That helps get them moving sometimes. Take a deep breath. Blow those spirits out. Let them go all the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. I know when I've done deliverance on some people, I say, take a few coughs, get them moving. Man, they start coughing. They don't quit. Feel the spirits are gone. They just, you know, I started getting activated, getting them out. And that coughing helped them get them going and get them out. And we've seen that happen many, many times. Keep coming out of there. Go, go, go. All the way out. All the way out. Keep going. All the way. Spirit of dual personalities. You come out of those false personalities, the alternate. Your alternates, you come out of there. Go, 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 go. Those alternate spirits come out. Act like an alternate personality. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. We bind you. We break that curse, the duality and triple. You go right now. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Those false personalities. Come out. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. Don't need you. You got to go. You got to go. We renounce you. We cast you out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you right now. The blood of Jesus right now. Allergy spirits, you come out. Allergy spirits, come out of there. All that allergy, it's spring. Some people are suffering. We bind and break the power of that allergy spirit. We break the curse of allergy. Come out of there. Come out. All those allergies. Come out. 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 Come out of there. Spring allergies. Spring reactions. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All those spirits that are involved in that. Those allergy spirits. Come out. Out. Out of there. Up and out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you. Keep coming out. Those allergy spirits have to go. Have to go. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. In the name of Jesus. Up out of people. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. All those allergy spirits. Come out. Come out. Come out. Hay fever. Come out. 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 We break your control over people's bodies. Can't have people's bodies in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All that spirit of intimidation, you come out. Spirit of intimidation, being intimidated by people easily. All intimidation, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. It intimidates you. You may have the spirit of intimidation. You get intimidated just about sharing the gospel or talking to a stranger. A lot of things intimidate you. And if you're talking to a person with a spirit of intimidation that intimidates you, then you get even more intimidated. Come out of there. All that intimidation spirit. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way up out of there. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus now and go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. The blood of Jesus right now. Blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Again, all that divided spirit. The Bible says the divided house will not stand. So all that divided spirit, keep going all the way out. All that division, all that divided spirit, go, go, go. Move, move, move in Jesus' name. All the way up out of people. Loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go. All that divided house spirit. Come on, all those divided spirits, spirits of division. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I realize that a lot of marriages can't stand because they are so divided. So divided, they're not on the same page, and it's tough. It's tough when a marriage is that way. They're a divided house too. See, this is our house, our body. You know, when it's divided, it's rough enough. But then when you're marrying somebody that's not on the same page as you, and you think it's going to work out, and marry out of lust or out of attraction of some kind, and it's not God, then you're going to have much more trouble in the flesh. I mean, Paul said if you marry at all, you're going to have trouble in the flesh. But if you marry somebody that's not even like-minded, they may be born again, but that's where it stops, because you're totally different-minded. They don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. They don't believe in a lot of different things that you believe in. And what do you got? You got a divided marriage and don't agree on a lot of other things too. We could talk about different doctrines that they disagree on and whatever, and you got problems. Yeah, so divided house, it's hard to stand with a divided house. Don't believe, some don't agree with deliverance, some don't agree on the end time. So, you know, these things are big deals, because you spend your life with this person and then you're just out of agreement with them. Yeah, don't like the same kind of Christian music, or you don't like the same kind of preaching, or whatever. It goes on and on. The list goes on and on. I've counseled all kinds of couples over these years, and a lot of them were divided houses, and that was one of the biggest problems. You couldn't get them on the same page together, and they didn't want to give either. That's tough, too, when neither one wants to give, and there's that hard-headedness or whatever, that stubbornness in there, too, and what a mess. Pride and all these things lead people to divorces and a divided house and sad. All right, keep coming out. Resentment, come out. Resentment, spirit of resentment, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that resentment in Jesus' name, keep coming out. Spirit of resentment, come out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Spirit of resentment, go in Jesus' name. I resent that you have resentment when you married the wrong person. A lot of people have that resentment that I resent their mate. You know, they say, I resent you. That's what they say to each other and blah, blah, blah. Come out of there. All that resentment. You can't keep that stuff. That's akin to unforgiveness. Come out of there. All the way out. Come on. All the way up out of there. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. And then others, they walk in fantasy. They may be in a miserable marriage, and they fantasize about being with somebody that would treat them different, or that would agree with them, or whatever, you know, different things like that. And they live in that fantasy, and could be fantasy lust as well, not just fantasy. But we command that fantasy to come out too. Fantasy lust as well. Come out of there. All fantasy spirits living in a fantasy, fantasizing about what it'd be like to be with such and such, or this and that situation. And come out of there. Go in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Go. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go. All that fantasy, fantasy lust too. Come out. Come out. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus against you, demon. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Go, go, go. And then we come against that self-reward spirit. A lot of people have a self-reward. They go through a tough day, they go eat a pint or half gallon of ice cream or a big piece of cake. You come out of there right now. Or they go shopping, self-reward, because, man, life has been so tough. I'm going to have to go, you know, have a reward. I'm going to have to do something to feel better. They go eat a bunch of sugar or drink a bunch of something. You come out of there. All that self-reward spirit, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Or eating when you're stressed out about something bothering you, just eat, 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 come out of there, out, 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 all the way out, all the way out of there, go, in the name of Jesus. Eating when you're stressed, come out. Eating when something bothers you and you're upset, come out, come out, come out, come out. You're stuffing yourself when you're upset, come out, out, out of there, all the way out, go, 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 in Jesus' name, all the way out. all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose them, and let them go all the way out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, go, keep coming out. Keep coming out, up and out, up and out, all the way out, all the way out. All anxiety, go. All anxiety, all addiction, come out. Keep going, go, 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 go. Some people are addicted to their anxiety. They're addicted to food to the point that they don't eat to live, but they live to eat. So that's not a good situation. Come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Living to eat. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All that addiction, come out in Jesus' name. Addiction, go, 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 go. Up and out. The blood of Jesus. Up and out of there. Up and out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out, all the way out, all discouragement, come out. Discouragement, lately you've been discouraged about a few things, come out of there. All that discouragement, there's a spirit there, you got to go. All that discouragement, come out. All that discouragement, go, 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 out, 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 come 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 out. We give no place to discouragement in the name of Jesus right now. No place to that discouragement. We rebuke it. The Lord rebuke it. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there, all that discouragement. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Father, seal this deliverance to the people who received today and who will receive in the future as they listen later, Father. I just thank you for their deliverance and thank you, Lord, for setting them free and, Lord, that they'll keep what they get. Seal it to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, so we'll finish for another Friday night just about here. And so I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this. And for those who don't know, the OasisCommunityChurch.com is the website, the OasisCommunityChurch.com. Also, if you'd like to email us, the Oasis1@localnet.com, the Oasis1@localnet.com. If you want to get on the mailing list, email list, then send me your email address to that address too for receiving the newsletter, which we're working on. They're going to be a few days late on May and June one, but we'll get it done. Also, you can support the ministry through the website if you desire to do so. There's the PayPal link on there. Or you could send your tithe offerings to P.O. Box 125, Casper, Wyoming, 82602, P.O. Box 125. All right, God bless you. Thank you all for being here. Lord be with you this weekend. You have a blessed weekend in Jesus, and we'll hopefully see you back next week. Out in the water you float.
capture the map to the land, much better than you ever planned. Pray for the wind in your sail, follow the heavenly trail. Sailing home on a
Sailing Home was that title, so we're going to go home someday and be with Jesus forever. Isn't that going to be a glorious day? And we will come and rule and reign on earth for 1,000 years as we are caught up with him and come down in his glorious return to set up his kingdom here, where we rule and reign for 1,000 years, and then old devil loose for a short period of time to go out and deceive the nations, the people that were living on the earth that lived after, when Jesus came back, that had not taken the mark. And so those people will live on the earth during those 1,000 years. Anyway, that's the future, the way I understand it, as well as us living in the New Jerusalem during those 1,000 years. And wow, what a place that'll be. It must going to be very huge, huh? All right, well, good night, folks. I love you all, and look forward to seeing you again. And God bless you. Appreciate you being here today with me on this, and pray you were encouraged and blessed and ministered to. That's the purpose for me being here, is just bless you and teach and courage and help, do whatever I can for the glory of God and for the dear ones that come and spend the time to hear, be a part of this. Well, good night.